I have uploaded two videos on this Madeira leaf that has had a bizarre mutant thorn growing out of it. And I just spotted today that it has a second one. Now, depending on the light and what my camera can show, the limits of my camera, and the sunshine coming through, let's see, another one. So something's going on here. It's the first one, and it's really substantial now, but here comes a new one. And what is going on? Can I put my finger there to give an indication of the size? Yeah, I don't know how. Focused that is. But trying to get an indication of scale. But it's another one. And of course, you know I'm joking. E.K. Lippmeyer here, Perth, Northern Suburbs. It's Western Australia, 17th of September 2023, a Sunday, and it must be at 4:10 in the afternoon, sunny day. Hope to get a little bit of gardening done before dark and harvesting of potatoes, but I've called it a bizarre mutant thorn growing out of Madeira leaf, vine leaf, that's the Madeira plant, and it's my Bambusa balcoa behind the leaf. And when I first spotted this some weeks back, I thought, how interesting, the effect, and the leaf happened to be sitting in front of the node where the Bambusa balcoa shoot side branch came out of. Well, it's decided to do it a second time. I've never seen it on a leaf before. I mean, it must have happened, but I've never seen it before. If I searched around, I might even find it. But this single leaf has happened twice, which I think is, I think that's quite something. What are the odds? And yes, that one's coming from over there. But quite an interesting effect, I think you'd agree. Let me show you some of the other leaves here. Oh, I'm going to scare a dove. Sorry, dove. Sorry, darling. It flew off the bird feeder. The Madeira leaf, Madeira vine, it's really is a beautiful thing. We've got masses of flowers in season, which will be late summer, I think, or early autumn, late summer. But prolific plant, Enredera cordifolia or some name like that. Don't quote me, where's a full botanist when you need one? But growing all over, for example, if I can come back here, I'll show you. It's growing all over that Bambusa multiplex there. I've cut it off many times because of the weight pushing it all down, and it's growing back up again, and it's growing through the bamboo here. I have to keep it under control or it'll smother the bamboo. Not such a problem with the giant bamboo, because it's just so much more robust and spacious up in its crown. But if you look up there, you'll see all the Madeira vine nodules that are being produced, and every single one of them will create a new plant if they drop to the ground, and they do, they will sprout and carry on, and they do regularly drop to the ground. Having said that, can I find any? I should be able to find some up here. I've seen them on the ground around here just the other day. Of course, where are they when you want them? Here they are. There's some, it looks already sprouting, ready to go. And that one's probably putting its roots in as we speak. Yes, I can feel it's hanging on a little bit. I won't pull it up. I won't let it stay there for long. We'll be putting pots along here later anyway. But Yes, it's a prolific plant that I'm happy with now because I'm getting biomass out of it. And I can compost with it, mulch with it, and so on. Thank you for your interest, and I do look forward to speaking to you again soon.